Tessa and Olive. We're up to.
Waiting for the red, make a recording and put it on the desk.
No, but I wanted to do it, sit at home and do it on the phone. That's what I wanted to do, sit at home and do it on the phone. But there are some, two or three people will come in. These people left town. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I'm up anyway. Exactly. So we are on Bay Tessam and Olive, and we... Yesterday, learned the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that we go by when the netter is chal. If the netter is chal, and when she's married, that's yom shamay of the husband, and he can be made for, even though she made the netter prior to getting married. And that's good enough. I think it's good enough. I don't think you have to, you know, it's I'm in rubal apart. And Rabbi Akiva holds, you go by the day she made the netter. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So our Mishnah is seemingly like Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah said that if a woman makes a netter l'achar shloshim yom, and she got married during those 30 days, he can't be mefer. Or if she made the netter while she was in, she was married, and she said l'achar shloshim yom, and during those 30 days she got divorced, his hafara is min is... Yeah, is that right? The Mishnah said that he could be mefer. That means the Mishnah clearly seems to state that we go by, I guess clearly seems to state, it doesn't work, that English is not so good. It seems to state, it's not clearly because the Gemara is going to answer. Yeah, it seems to state, like Rabbi Akiva, that you go by the day she makes the netter, not when the netter is chal. That's what the Mishnah seems to say, which is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Amar Rav Chisda. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. On Pei Tes Amud Aleph, 89A, 14 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, Masnisin Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, because our Mishnah says that you go by the day she made the netter, not by the day the netter is chal. Abaya Amar Abaya answers no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Shmuel, Masnisen Tal Yonav Shibiyaymi, and show me, I'm reading the Bach, show me, Yaymi. Vuloin is Garsha, show me, Yaymi, Vuloin Misnasva. And Bryce Tal Yonav Shibinisuan, he just takes the line and a half. But he skips the words "Brayis Italian Navshim Nisuin." I'll explain it in a minute. He skips the words "Brayis Italian Navshim Nisuin," and he's going to show me Yaimi Belayin Nisgarsha, show me Yaimi Belayin Nisnasva. It's very possible that the days will finish and there won't be a change in her status. Whereas the Brayis is talking about, she said the netter should be chal when there's a change in my status. Let me explain what the Gemara is answering, and the reason for the answer, the Rush will explain. Again, in the case of the Mishnah, the woman said, I should be a Nazira after 30 days. It happened to be that she got divorced during those 30 days. But the 30 days did not mean that for sure it's chal after I get divorced. She might not get divorced during those 30 days. There's noise, people mute themselves. There's, right? It doesn't mean she's going to have to get divorced. There's no built-in change of status in the netter. The netter said, after 30 days, she can still be married after 30 days. Or in the opposite case, she married the netter before she got married, and she said after 30 days. She might be single after 30 days. It depends on the day. Therefore, since it depends on the day, the reason we'll see in the rush. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel would agree that you don't go by the day the Yisra is chal. You go by the day she made the netter. Whereas in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, she said after the status change. She's clearly made the netter dependent on status. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, you go by where the netter is chal. Now, why should that make a difference? Not every difference makes a difference. Zokt derash. Masnisin detalya nav shebiyaymi. The Amra, she said, harayni nazira l'achash l'ashim yayim. The Efsher, it is very possible, the achash l'ashim yayim tiyatachas baila. She might still be married. Meaning, theoretically, when she said the netter after 30 days, right, there's no reason to believe that her status will change in their 30 days. She is married now. She'll be married after 30 days. So he's made for her now, right? And it works because he's going to be in charge the day she makes it. He's going to be in charge the day it's chal. So therefore, he has a right to be made for early. He can be made for it now, even though Rabbi Shmuel says we go by when it's chal. It doesn't mean that he can't be made for it now. It means that he can be made for it now, and when it's chal, it'll be mufar. Because at that point, it won't kick in, right? Either he'll kick in and it'll be made, the afara will kick in right afterwards, or not. But the bottom line is, he heard the netter. It's a netter that'll work under his auspices. Both the day she made the netter and the day that it's chal is assumingly under his auspices, so then the afara works now. Whereas, right, the Abba Bishan is Amma's Garshab afara. Abba Sharma reigned in the zero that's a jarish. But if she said she wants to become a nazir after divorce, so built into the netter is that this won't be chal under your auspices. That's what the netter says. I'm making a netter that's not negay you, because when it's chal, you'll be long gone out of my life. Basically, what the Gemara is answering is, Rabbi Shmuel goes by the day the netter is chal, when the netter has a built-in change of status. Therefore, we say, she didn't want the netter to be chal until the status changed. So we go by the day the netter is chal. If there's no husband then, he can't be made for it, because the netter was made to take it away from him. And when she said, after I get married, the netter was made to put it under her husband. But when she says days, doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be around and not be around. It's a matter of days. So there, Rabbi Shmuel agrees, the day she brings the netter is the day you're made for it, even though it won't kick in for another 30 days. Because there's no reason to assume this netter was not made to distance you or to bring you into my life. Either you are or you're not. And probably, good chance that nothing will change. So Rabbi Shmuel agrees, you can be made for today. Now, you could question, the bottom line is it did change. But Lemaitza, a netter that doesn't stand to change, is not made to be a change. Rabbi Shmuel agrees you're made for on the day she makes it. It's a netter that's made not to kick in until there's a change in status. Rabbi Shmuel says by saying that, she's removing the current and saying go by when that netter kicks in. So that's the Gemara's answer, Abaya's answer of why our Mishnah can be in according to Bishmol. So meaning the Gemara again inside. Avilu Tamer Bishmol. Masnisin Talya Napsha Biyami. She made herself depend on days. Skip the next line. There is a good chance that these days will pass by without a change in status. Therefore, there's no reason to say they shouldn't be made for it now. Whereas Brisa, Talya Nafsha Benesuin, Brisa is Taila Her Nefesh Benesuin, therefore the netter was made to be after status changes. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, that's when the Torah says, you go by when it's chal, not by the day she makes it. Fine. Now the Gemara switches to a different topic. In our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, it says Zaklau. Whenever a Mishnah says Zaklau, I shouldn't say whenever, but an overwhelming majority of times that the Mishnah says Zaklau, it comes to include a different case. Now, this is not the first time we had a Zaklau. We had a Klau earlier in the Sechta, and we ignored it. And that Zaklau was in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the beginning of the 10th Perek, when it talked about husband and Aris being Mefer. Is it there? I don't see it on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph.
It's there.
It's on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph? Said that she didn't leave her husband or her father. She's an Aris, and she's still under both of them. They both do it. Zaklau. What is adding with the Zaklau? And here it says, Zaklau, that she did leave Mishnah's Lashon. Kol Shin Yatzel Rishus Atzma, which is the exact opposite of that klal. That klal is saying she didn't leave. This klal is saying she did leave. What is these exact klals including? Zuck to Gemara. First they're going to do the klal over there, because that's the order. Now why did Gemara wait it to here? Is because now we have two Zach clouds, each one saying the opposite of the other. I mean, not the opposite. It's a different case. But one is stressing the fact that they have control, and one is stressing the fact that they lost control. So what are we including that they have control, and what are we including that they lost control? Zach cloud, the Tani Gabinara Marasa. When it says Zach cloud over there, right? So what is it including? La Suya Halacha Adam Sluchi Habau. It's talking about that the when she was headed to her husband's house, right? The Rush makes a very complicated case. Not sure why. But I'm just going to read the Gemara and I'll let the Rush throw in a complicated twist. Usually, there's an Arison and then there's Nisuin. Now, there is a stage of when she leaves your father's house on the way to her husband's house. She's gone from her father's house. She's on her way to her husband's house. Let me just explain. You don't need a formal chasana with invitations and music and pictures. You need that she moves into her husband's house, l'shem nesuin. As long as there's Adam there, that's enough to create nesuin. Now she's on her way. So the Gemara always differentiates. Are there father's people accompanying her? Then the transfer has not happened yet. Once the father's people are gone and she's under the husband's shluchim, then she's under her husband's auspices. So here is the woman in transition. She's taking a bus ride from New York to L.A. to go into her husband's house. The father's people accompany her. So she's still not left her father's domain. Either he went along or he sent Shluchim along. So he still has, quote unquote, rights. At Chicago, the father's people say goodbye and they wave goodbye. And now she's totally under her husband's people. There are no father's people left. At that point, she transitions out of dad and goes into husband. So that klal in the 10th barak is saying that as long as the father's people are along with her, she's still aris the baal mei for the dereha, the aris and the baal mei for the nedarim, because the father still has control. Aris v'av, the father still has control. Whereas this Mishnah is saying that klal, that yatzel r'shusa sh'achas means the husband's father's people are gone. The father's people are gone, so now the father no longer, right, no longer has control. But the husband has control. And our Mishnah says nobody has control. That's why the Rush makes the case a little bit complicated, to show you what the Gemara means. So let's read the Rush. Zog the Rush. Zah klal d'ktani gabi naira marasa. L'el b'perik naira d'ktani. Zah klal. Kol shul yatsas el rishus atzma sh'achas. She hasn't left 1 hour out of her rishus. Avia Bailam Afir Nadara. Okay. Rasuya Halakha Adam Slukhabao. A Shahoka Sluchi Adam Slukhabao. That Dayi Layatasimishosav. The father is still with her. Now here comes the Kiddush. In Nadra Madarach, she made the Neder while she was traveling. Vinis Garsha, and she got divorced. Vinis Arsa, and she got a new Kiddushin. On the road. She's on her way to her husband, and he divorces her. The father is there. The husband shows up while she's traveling and says, I decided not to marry you. Here is your divorce. Somebody else comes along while she's there and marries her. Thus, Kiddushin. So you have the father and the new Aris. Now, the rule of a new Aris is that since the father is still in charge, he joins and he can be made for Bekaitman. So that's the Kiddush. That even though she left her father's house, but since the father came along, he still retains his rights. And if she switches his husband on the road, and she gets a new aris, She never got married. She had Kedushin. She got divorced, got new Kedushin. Can the new Aris step in? Depends if the father still has rights. If the father lost his rights once she left the house, then the new Aris can't come in. He can't do it by himself. If the father didn't lose the rights when she left his house, he's still around. The new Aris can join him. So the Chiddush is that even though she left her father's house and she got rid of her first husband got rid of her first Aris, and now she has a second one, Aviyah Ba'ilakam appeared to Dereh, because she never left Rishus father. Even though she left his domain, his physical domain, she's on a bus, she's not at his house, but he's still in charge. And since he's still in charge, the second Aris can join him and be made for Nedarim. I just would like to finish the next rush. Whereas our case in the Mishnah is, Zaklau Dutani Gabe Elu Nedarim, in this Perek, Hainu Hachdamas Nisim, Vasuya Masarav Lishluchi Abau. He gave it over. He's no longer there. The Yatas and Meshusav. She left him. Now she's an Arusa whose father has parted from her. The second Aris can't be Mefer because the father is not a player anymore because he gave her up out of his Rishus. The Meshusav Yatas Aven Abau Mefer Bekaitman. So the rules of the Mishnah are as follows. She physically leaves her father's house. On the way, she gets a new Aris. First Aris disposed of her. Second Aris took her. If the father still has a Shaychus, the second Aris can be made for her. If the father lost his Shaychus, even though there was no Nisuan officially yet, but he gave her over to Shluchei Abau, we say she's like a Nisua. He's out of the picture, and now the new husband cannot be made for her because the father is not a player. Yes?
Why is he like a Nisua? Why not?
So this is a big Shaila. I try to avoid the issue. Is Mesiras Ha'av L'Shluchei Abau an act of Nisuin? Or is it a step before Nisuin? This is a big Shaila. So in order to avoid it, I call it a step before Nisuin. But there are Rishayim that say it is Nisuin. This is a Sugyan Shubas. Can she start eating Truma at this point? Can he be made for Nedarim by himself at this point? She makes a Neder now after he marries her. Like in this case, in the Gemara, she made it and then he married her. How about if he married her while she's on the road, she's on his way? Can he be made for it himself? Is she in the suwa? So this is a big tumult. Can he yarshin her now? Can he be matama her if he's a kayan, his wife? Or is it not his wife yet? No. So this is a big tumult in the sugyan subas. It's a shailing subas in the mems. I believe for some reason I say to myself it's mameyam is best, but I mean, might be all wrong. But that's a sugya over there. So in order to avoid that issue, I just said, the husband is out of the picture. The father is out of the picture. Not necessarily is the husband in total control. That's the Shaila in Gemara. Can he be made for Nadarim? The Shaila in the Gemara in Shabbos. So I was avoiding that.
But Derek, the father's still in the picture.
If he's along, he's still in the picture. He hasn't transferred her.
So when he's Megarsher, it's like he's Megarsher from an Harrison.
Correct. Correct.
Never leaves her.
Correct. Therefore, the new Aris can join. Correct.
And the Shluchei Abal are of, they count, and they can't even report to the husband or the father what neder she made.
Again, it can't be made for if he's not there. Obviously, the father came, or the husband came. They left without him. He caught up, or the other one came. You can't be made for if he doesn't hear. You're right. Obviously, the case is the dad showed up after he gave her the Shluchei Abal.
They can't be a shliach for Shmiah.
What? That gets involved in the sugya in the tenth veri. Can you tell somebody to make for the Nedarim? Can you not tell somebody to make for the Nedarim? We had all sugya. I'm not going there. We don't have to go there here.
So, in the normal case, when we've talked in the past, the Baal and the father were living in the same town.
Or?
That's what it was.
Or one showed up later, correct. Yeah, because, yeah, exactly, right.
So if she gets engaged or becomes in Russo, but the husband, the Baal, is on the west coast and the father's on the east coast where she lives, does he still have, does the Baal still have a...
So that we had a Shaila and that tenth Perek. Most Rishayim say that they each have their own Yom Shabbat.
But he's not in charge of her at all during that time.
Why is he not in charge of her? He's a Zara.
West coast.
So therefore what? Arut doesn't know what the Jews mean. And if they live in the town, why is he in charge? What rights does he have?
Keep an eye on things.
He doesn't have to keep any right. There's no legal right. Only on Arut the dark.
Again.
I think we're making an error here. They both live on the same block. He did Kedushin. Does he have any rights in her? No. Except for Arut the dark. He doesn't keep an eye on her. That's his own problem. He goes to his therapist if he doesn't trust her. I don't know what you mean. He has no rights. There's no difference in halacha whether he lives in town or he lives in China. Except there's tariffs when he comes back. All shluchim is an extension of him or an extension of her. Not for Ataris Nadarim.
For what purpose?
To escort her.
For what purpose?
That's a shiling gemarang subas. At what point does the husband get rights? And there's mandiyamim that say, as soon as the father's people leave, the husband becomes in charge as if he married her. No, it's not. I'm avoiding that.
But that's the case of the rush brings down.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Let's say the first one.
First one, the father's people are still here. He never relinquished rights.
By the father's people being there.
That means he still has rights.
And she travels by herself, nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Because nobody's heard this before.
No, not because of that. See, you're interested in that. I'm not interested in that. They both heard it on the phone.
Okay, so what happens when she's traveling by herself?
She's under what she was before. Her father never relinquished. Relinquishing means giving it over to somebody. He never gave it over.
When they say Ashruch Abal,
that means they took over.
He's always relinquished.
If he's not there.
Can he be Machbid?
No, he gave it to them. Can a guy take his daughter under the chuppah and say, I'm not relinquishing? Okay. He gave her over to Shluchei Abal. There are consequences to what he just did. I don't know what's bothering you. Why is it different than chuppah?
Because it's an arusa.
But now she's not an arusa.
Under the chuppah, one moment the father has a shrus, a moment later the father only has a shrus.
And now he gave it to
Father Harrison.
He gave it. Who says giving it over is not an act of nisuin? Let's say they skip the canopy.
I think he said that, right?
Let's say they skip the canopy and she moves into his house for marriage purposes. Is it a husband in charge?
Yeah.
What point did the husband become in charge?
I'm not sure. Is it when the Adam saw?
When they walk into the house for marriage.
There's Adam
here and he gave her over to Shlomo. I don't know what, but why? Again, you're right. In our normal way of marriage, this doesn't exist. Nobody is giving anything to Shluchei Abal. The parents walk her down, and they sing when they come down, and they sing Mivot Siach. Whatever, but that's the gay. This is a different way of marriage.
I think differently.
Exactly. Now, the next Mishnah, I think, is the most complicated Mishnah in the Dharm, because it really says no new halakas that you didn't know, but it gives you complicated cases beyond. The thrust of the Mishnah is, to put simple, now, there are three ways that a girl gets free from domains. One is she becomes a begaris. She's out of anybody's control. Number two is her parent or father dies. She's out of anybody's control. Number three is her father married her off. Nisuin, he divorced her or died, the husband. She doesn't come back under her father's control. So there's three girls that leave their father's control, even though they're no longer married. Number one, she never was married, but she turned 12 and a half. Number two is that she doesn't have a father. And number three is she has a father. She's still not 12 and a half, but she had a marriage and got divorced. She doesn't come back to her father. In three, what I just said is the thrust of the Mishnah. And if the Mishnah will give you cases, that'll have your mind spinning for a little while. Why the Mishnah does it, I'm not sure. Zog the Mishnah. Teisha naris. There are nine naris. Then the Derei and Kayamin. Even though she made the Neder as a Nara or as a Begaris. Zog the Rosh. Naris lav davka. Naras doesn't mean Naras, so scratch the word. Nine girls. It doesn't mean Nara. The Rush tells it you right away, so you shouldn't ask this question. Because most of the cases in the Mishnah won't be a Nara. So either Mishnah said Teishan Naras, like the Rush Lav Davka doesn't mean that. Who is the first one? Rishayna. Begeres v'hi Yisayma. She is a Begeres and a Yisayma. So she has two reasons that she has no father. One, she's 12 and a half, and two, she's a Yisayma. He doesn't say that. That's what I'm saying. By the time you're finished, your head will be spinning. Why do you need all these cases? You're right. Either one of the two would take her out. Dr. Rush, Begeres v'hi Yisayma, v'nadracha shenisyasma. And she made the neder after she became a Yisayma. So she's both a Begeres and a Yisayma. Nobody can be made for a Nadarim. Number two, Nara Ubagra Umesavia Viyasaima. She made the neder, I'm sorry, she was a neder and she made a neder as a Nara, but then she became a Begeres. Her father never heard while she was a Nara. She became a Begeres. And he died. So nobody can be made for Nadar. Now the truth is, even if he didn't die, nobody would be able to be made for Nadar. She's a Begeres. But again, the Mishnah just threw in an extra twist. Dr. Rush.
What does Lav Davka have to do with this in the Russian?
Because what does the word Nara mean? Teisha Naras. And you read the cases, a lot of them are Begeres. But the Mishnah said Naras. The answer is Nara in this Mishnah means girls. That's all it means.
They made the neder while she was Nara.
No, it's not true. See, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not true. I'm not saying. The Rush is saying.
Okay, because as a Bulgarist, what does that have to do with the father at all?
Exactly what the Mishnah is telling me. I started off this Mishnah, and I said I can sum it up in a line.
Yeah, you don't know why.
And the Mishnah gives you very complicated cases to say the same thing. Why? I don't know. That's what I said. But the word is, the problem the Rush had is Naras means Nara, and the cases of the Mishnah are Megeres. Therefore, he said Nara here doesn't mean Nara. It means girl.
I understand your introduction.
But, my turn. Let's try again. Teisha Naras Nidrein Nivdakim. Kayamim. Megeres v'hi Yisayma. Dr. Rush, Megeres v'hi Yisayma. V'nadra achash nisyasma. She was over 12 and a half. Her father died, and she made a neder. Nobody can be made for her. Second case. Begeres umes avia. We don't have this in our Mishnah. I think the Bach, the Rush has a girsa. The second case is Begeres umes avia. I said, we don't have this case in our Mishnah.
It means the same thing.
Again, I'm not. All I'm doing is I'm reading Rush.
Yeah,
I'm not going to. You're going to. Every case is going to make your head spin. So let's just read the Rush and let's spin once.
Is he changing the word? No.
We don't have those words.
No, because he says it.
Exactly. He's missing. The Garez via Saima, the Mesavia, the Achra Nedra Mesavia. She made the Nedra as a Megaris. And then her father died. There's nobody that can be made for it. If her father didn't die, there's also nobody that can be made for it. But that's the case in the Mishnah. The next case is Nara Begeres Umesavia. Nodrik Sinara, which was a new twist because till now she was making the Nara as a Begeres. Ubagra Viakach Mesavia. So there's two reasons he can't be made for it. Number one, he died. Number two is she's a Begeres. By the time he heard about it, he didn't hear about it. She's a Begeres. He died. She's probably, he can't be made for it in the dark.
Why is the Rush have to tell us that the middle case
there? But the Acher, the Neder means he doesn't, but the Mishnah said it. Begeres made Sevilla. He's just translating the word.
She makes
another
after he died, then it's not a
chedesh. It's less a
chedesh. Because there was an opportunity.
Again, there's no opportunity here either, because I'm trying to tell you, if you're going to start doing this, Rabbi Chaimisha, I'd love you to do this. I can't answer any of these questions.
Well, what I
need to say, the Mishnah said it. The Rush read a Mishnah.
But what I'm trying to figure out is the Mishnah telling us these Nedarim never have an opportunity?
I have no idea what the Mishnah is telling me. All I know is the Mishnah told me if a garrison can be made for her, a Yisayman can be made for her, and a Yisayman b'chayav. That's if she got married and came back.
When is Nidre Kayam is true, she says it?
Again, if she's a begareth, it's Nidreim Kayam as soon as she says it.
Right.
You don't need a father to die.
So again, I told you,
I don't know.
Okay.
And by the time I'm finished, I won't know any of these cases. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know why the Mishnah did this. It could have said, there's three girls that don't have the dark, that nobody can be made for. A begareth, a Yisayma, and a Yisayma b'chayaviyah. That's the way of saying she got married and came back. Next case. Nara begaretz a mesavia. Nodrik si nara u bagra vachach mesavia. Number four. Nara shaloi bagra vihi yasayma. The Rashi's gairis. Nara shaloi bagra mesavia. She's a nara and her father died. She never became a begaretz. Dr. Rash. Nodrik si nara u mesavia vachach bagra u basli shalnidra. I don't know why he needs vachach bagra. But he puts it in. You don't need Achkach Bagra. The father is dead. She can come remove her nether, but nobody can be made for it. Next case. Nara Shemei Savia. Again, this is the Rosh's Gersa. Shemei Savia Bagra. And Nara, her father died, and then she became a Begaris. Now, even if she didn't become a Begaris, nobody can be made for the nether. But the Rosh, the commissioner's throwing in a case, but he also died. Dr. Rosh. Again, I don't know why all these cases are here. Number six, the Rosh is Gairis. Shishis. Begaris Vaviakayim. Father's alive. She made a netter. It's a 12 and a half year old. Dr. Rosh, Benadra. She made a netter. That's a simple case. A regular Begaris made a netter. Father can't be made for. He doesn't have to die.
The first ones were always in somebody's
eyes. Exactly. Number seven. Begara, Nara Begaris of the Akaya. Nodrik Sinara Ubagra. She made the netter as a 12-year-old. By the time he heard it, she was 12 and a half. Her father's still alive.
He didn't hear.
He heard it now,
right.
But she's after 12 and a half. Exactly. Number eight. Shminas. Nara Shaloi Bagra Vihi Yisayma. Right? She's 12. Made an netter. But her father is dead. All the other cases before was she turned 12 and a half. She didn't turn 12 and a half. Basli Shobayda Nara. And she came to ask Hatter Nadarim. She's still 12. But nobody can be made for her. She is the nice case. Nara Begaris Vihi Yisayma.
Atara
works for anybody that's over 12.
She has enough...
She's a Gaila. She has a fast on Yom Kippur. She's a regular, mature girl at 12. Begaris has nothing to do with maturity. And he does, by the way. But I meant to say it has nothing to do with Achiyah and Mitzvah Satira.
So does she go when she's 9 years old?
No, because that means nothing.
Because she can't
make an Adorim. It's like a 9-year-old boy.
The Adorim don't count.
Nothing counts. She can eat pig, Midoraisa.
Is there a little bit of a tangent? Is there any that a person makes a neder, he doesn't know they have to be, when they're a cousin or a tana, that they have to make up for it when they get older?
It's a big shiloh, it's not the game that's so good now.
That was a tangent.
Totally. Pashtas, they weren't over anything. Pashtas, but it's not so simple.
But they still should.
It's a steer in Gemaris, and this is a big shiloh in Achroyna. The Gemara Sanhedrin says she did Ektana did it on cotton, did the Avera, but the Torah doesn't punish him. Mashma, there is an Avera. And elsewhere it says that it doesn't mean anything. So this is a stira that all the Achrayim talk about. Or Semeyav, the Chalkas Yayav, this is, I used to call it when I was in Kail, cocktail Torah. This is the kind of Torah you can sit around the table, you're not holding in any sugya, and you can discuss the stira because you don't need much background of nitty-gritty Gemara and Rosh and Tarsus. It's just a Gemara that contradicts each other. How do you reconcile the two? So this is what I call the sugyas that you can speak about at a wedding table with people who know how to learn, but you don't have to be holding in any sugya. I call that cocktail type. good by the cocktail.
What's the eighth case?
Eighth case? Anara Shaloi Bagra Behiyasaima. A girl that has no father, and she's 12 and made a netter. I told you the Rosh has a different gears than the Mishnah. That's why I'm only reading Rosh.
A repetition.
No, it isn't. In that case, she was a Begaris. This is no Begaris.
The top line of this Mishnah, narrowly. Okay.
Here you are again. You're going with our Gerson. The Rosh has a different Gerson.
Okay, all right.
So this Mishnah Nara is a 12-year-old.
Correct.
And that's it.
Not in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Nara meant girls.
Under 12.
No, Lav Davka means any girl over 12, including 12 and a half and 14 and 18. Usually, Nara is a half a year.
Right.
In our Mishnah, Nara means girl that's over 12, not only a half a year. Nara begaris v'hiyasayma, ubas lisho acha shabagra. V'ein chidish b'chol eilu, Dr. Rush. B'chol eilu anaris. Elatana nokat kol eilu anasim shenidreim kayim, v'zeo kolom. And this is the rule. The kach roi l'sadra b'mishnah. Really, if he were writing the Mishnah of Dr. Rush, this is the way I would have written it. Shalosh shenadru b'bagrus. There's three women that made a netter that are b'bagrus. Bagra yisayim shenadra, b'geres shenadra meisavia, b'geres avia kayim. There's three girls who are over 12 and a half that nobody can be made for. Either she has a father, it doesn't make a difference. Her father died after the netter. Her father died before the netter. All three cases, he can't be made for. The truth is, you could have had one case. It makes no difference if he died or not. She made the netter as a begaris. Second set. Arba shenadra benaris ubagra, umesa via baslisho. There are four cases of a girl that makes a netter as a nara, but then turned into a begaris, and her father died. Nara umesa via ubagra, umesa via achai netter ubagra baslisho. Either he died, and then she became a begaris, or her father died, and then she became a, which one? Nairo Mesa Vio Bagra, right? Either he died, and then she became a begaris, or, I don't understand the difference in the first case and second case, I'll try again. Nairo Mesa Vio Bagra, that's, she became, Nara, her father died, and then she turned 12 and a half. Right, she died. Mesa via achara nedir ubagra, that's the same case. Ubas lishosha comes to ask, Nara yisayma ubagra, b'shat hanedir haisi yisayma, ubagra bas lisho, that's the case when she made the nedir as a Nara. Nara begeres avia kayim. Nadra benaris ubagra avia kayim. But they're all begarrison by the time they come to Bethan. And there are two, Shtayim Shabol Lisho Benaris, Nara Yisayim and Nara Mesavia. I don't understand why the Rosh is not repeating himself in one of the cases, but again, it's a head-spinning Mishnah because it's so simple to put it the other way, and the Mishnah gave you all these complicated cases.
What's that?
Nothing, he's just saying, she came to ask the Rav, what am I supposed to do? So he says, don't worry, your netter counts. Nobody can be made for it. You're stuck. Unless you're mata netter. Bas Lisho saying she comes to ask the Rav, what am I supposed to do?
In the other cases, she never says,
I don't know. Back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Ava Mesi Bite Haktana. You married off your daughter as a Ktana. Venis Armul and his Garsha. You married her off, it's a biblical marriage. She got widowed or divorced. The Chazer Etzlai. What does the Aleph say? Vadayin Hinara, and she's still 12. You have no control over her. Once you marry her off, you have no control. Dr. Ashi, Dr. Rush, Hamesi is Vitek Shiktana, Kivin Shenichnasa, the Chuppah, Yatas and Rishos Avia. She went into the Chuppah, she left her father's Rishos.
About the coin that she get from her father?
Why not? Any married girl that has no children comes back, she eats truma from her father.
Oh, okay.
If she has children, she doesn't. That's the Gemara writer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, two different Rabbi Yehuda. This listing all these cases is Rabbi Yehuda talking. The Chachamim, I mean, Shalish Naras, the Dreim Kayamim. The Chachamim simplify this. Begaras, Yisayma, Yisayma B'chayav. This is Drabbanan talking, Rabbi Yehuda talking, Drabbanan simplify, which is very interesting, because usually it's Rabbi Yehuda that simplifies. Rabbi Yehuda, I nice and Samanim, the Tzach Hadash B'chav. Right? He's the one that always gives the ones that are Samanim, right? And here he's the one that gives you nine complicated cases, and Rabbanan says, simplify it. Simon B'chayav means he's alive, but for all practical purposes, she's an orphan because he has no rights in her anymore. She was once married. He doesn't get any rights. He loses her smaiti dayim. He loses the right of nadarim. He can't marry her off. She is a, for all practical purposes, has no halachic. I mean, she still has to be mechaber her father, but meaning he's alive. But the status is the yisayma. It's called the yisayma b'chayav. That simplifies complicated cases. But it wasn't nisuin. Wasn't only erisin. Rush, shalosh nadash dreim kayamim.
I'm sorry.
And all these complicated cases are included in those three. Yes, doctor.
I thought I heard you say that at the end of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda, as you were finishing the Mishnah, that the entire Mishnah is by Rabbi Yehuda.
Correct.
Did I hear that?
The Gemara said it, not me.
Why did the Mishnah then say at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that it implies that Rabbi Yehuda is not the Tanakhana?
This is true in many places in Shas. And first of all, Rabbi Yehuda said the word af. That means he agrees to the previous, and he just adds a case.
Right.
But many places in Shas, right, the Gemara speaks this out and says, Shei Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, they just put in that word to answer your question. This is a question the Gemara asks sometimes. Other times doesn't bother asking it, but that's how the Gemara always answers.
Thank you very much.
Zok de Mishnah Weiter. Okay, this is a lot less complicated now than the Mishnah before. I found this Mishnah the most complicated case in the Yavok. What do we need to hear all these cases? Just
every possible scenario.
Exactly. But as the Chachamim say, very simple. Three girls, Nidre and Kayama. I'm sure there must be a mafara somewhere that says what the chiddush of each case is. I honestly didn't look it up. Zok de Mishnah Weiter. Kainim sheini nana la'abo lovicha im oisani alpicha. Now, the way the mafarshim learned this is that she banned herself in having pleasure from his father or her father if she does something for him. She said, I'm banning myself from having pleasure from your father or my father, if she does by himself. Now, if I do something for you, I'm sorry. If I do something for you, this netter kicks in that bans me from having pleasure from my father or your father. Now, we had a machlokes earlier in the Masech, in the Perek. Whether banning yourself from pleasure from somebody is called inu nefesh or not. Rabbanan held it with inu nefesh. Rabbi Yaisi held it's not inu nefesh. And we're dealing with Rabbi Yaisi. So according to Rabbi Yaisi, this is not a netter of inu nefesh. So she won't have pleasure from his father and her father. Shmuel said that if she bans herself from pleasure from anybody, it's inu nefesh. The Gemara asked her Shmuel from Mishnayos, and the Gemara answered all those Mishnayos to Rabbi Yaisi, because this whole perek is Rabbi Yaisi. Therefore, this Mishnah does not work with Inui Nefesh. Because if it worked with Inui Nefesh, this is the netter of Inui Nefesh. This Gemara is going like Rabbi Yaisi. The Gemara told us earlier in the Perek that every Mishnah in this Perek is Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi holds this is not Inui Nefesh. The question is, can he be made for these Nadarim? The netter hasn't kicked in yet. And the netter definitely has a Beinoi LeBeino Tanai. Right. If she does something for him, right? She'll become banned from father and his father and her father, right? Now, what's wrong with being banned from his father and her father? Go ahead. Do something for your husband. Let the netter kick in. And there's no beina la beina. If I do something for you, if I ever do something for you, I will never have hanoah from my father or your father, but everyone expects that day. But that was a straight netter that she won't do for her father. This is banning herself from having pleasure from the father. There she won't do for him. Here she won't have from him. That's what I said. That's what the Rishayim learned. You can learn these words either way. The Rishayim speak out. She's banning herself from her father.
Does Mishnah belong with
weight
after it?
I mean, I could sit down and try to figure it out, but I never did. Now, so the netter itself, he has no reason to be mefer. It's not beinu lebeinu. So she won't have hanoah from his father and her father. It's not inu nefesh because we're going to Rabbi Yaisi's opinion, who holds this is not inu nefesh. So why can he be made for? The Mishnah says, Harze Yofer. At the end. The answer is, Dr. Rush, because it is very unseemly for the husband that he becomes the condition of a netter kicking in. If I do something for you, the netter kicks in. Hello, what do you think he is? A rag? You're using him as a t'nai? It's a gnus, Dr. Rush. It is unseemly to use a husband in this manner. That's beinoy lebeina. It creates a huge friction when the husband hears that he is her shema, he's her shmata, that if she does something, that netter will kick in. Let's read the Rush, who first brings down a different girsa, disputes it, and then says what I said. The Mishnah, according to their first girsa, says, Harizel lo yafer. Shetase labayla. Let her do it. So she won't have pleasure from her parents. The first shot says very simple. Why should he be able to be made for him? What, because he said, if I do something for you, do something for him. You're his wife. The netter will kick in. The netter is not a beinu lebeinu. The netter is not an inu nefesh. So why should he be able to be made for? Let her break the condition. Let her do the condition. So therefore, Zud Girsas Harav Rebbelezer. That's how Rebbelezer, Rabbi Cohn's Rebbe, Rebbelezer Mimitz, he's the one that's gyrus like this. However, I'm sure Rabbi Cohn is not on today.
He is.
He's on? I'm sorry. B'chol HaTzvarim Kasuv, Harizeh Yafer. In all the Tzvarim it says, Harizeh Yafer, which is not like the Girsa of Rebbelezer. B'chei Nira, the Ashtiyak Rabbonin de Reb Nassim, that this is going to be a machloikus in the Gemara, can you be made for a netter before it kicks in? Rabbanah said you can. Reb Nassim said you can't. But according to Rabbanah, you can. The kivin the netzer manah saviya v'aviv. Aidei shi yaisa labayla, gnayu labau. V'havi dorm shi beinoy labayna, it's considered beinoy labayna, we will continue marriage.